overlanding your stock rig to full-on LS-powered two buggies on stickies. This is the Total Off-Road Podcast. I'm Steve.
I'm Mike, and you're listening to episode 211? I guessed. Was that right? You don't know? You don't know either? You started too fast for me. I have literally no idea.
That was the whole point, is just to kick this thing off and just let her rip, Tater Chip. It's going to be a whole different...
You let her rip, all right. All right, let's see. Look, I think it might be 210. No, wait. Oh, no, it is 211. I got it. I don't know how I did it, but I got it.
Yeah, you were on the last one, weren't you?
I feel like I'm on all of them anymore. Everybody's always busy except Mike.
Except Mike. Mike makes time.
Mike makes time for the podcast.
Mike is better than the rest of us.
I mean, somehow, even having a toddler, I still make time for this podcast.
You are an adult. You know how to adult and how to have time something. Management. Time.
It ain't easy, though. Mm-hmm. Don't think it's easy to be an adult. Yeah. It is very difficult being an adult.
Yes, but you do a very good job of it.
I would say I do an okay job of it sometimes.
You adult well.
Well, I try.
So anyway. Lots of new things going on. Lots of new things, I suppose, maybe.
Name even one new thing, Steve.
I want wheeling.
Hey, that's new.
I did a burnout in the Jeep in the shop this morning.
Why'd you do that? Because you wanted your coworkers to have to breathe the tire air?
I wanted an air freshener in the shop. And preferably the air freshener delicious. With rubber. What are you drinking over there?
Oh, shit. What am I drinking over here? I'm drinking a Taze River. Oh, man. I had a brain fart. What's it called? East Highlands. It is a Scotch ale. And the cool thing about this Scotch ale is that this delicious beer, and I mean delicious, I'm not kidding, is 5.1%.
Oh, Jesus.
When I see this stuff, I just buy it because double IPAs. I love them, right? Like, that's my go-to. Everybody knows me. They're like, oh, yeah, Mike, he's going to drink a triptych double IPA. And I'm going to get drunk pretty fast because they're like 8-9%. Every now and then, a beer comes along that is both delicious and low ABV. And this, my friend, is one of those beers. East Highlands is...
It's
so good.
Okay, who makes the beer?
Taze River in Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, it's local.
Local beer, delicious, comes in a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans.
Damn.
And it's so good, it's hard to believe it's 5.1%. Because generally speaking, and I hate to say this, but the beer that's more alcoholic tastes better. Mm. But this one is low ABV and delicious, man. You could session it, and it's super good.
Gonna love that.
Shit. I love it.
I'm drinking a Coke Zero with rum in it because it's delicious.
Why Coke Zero? Why not regular Coke?
Sugar fucks me all up.
Really?
In that quantity.
I mean, yeah. I can't argue with you there. When I drink a regular Coke, it usually fucks me up a little bit too.
Yeah, you just get a little like, and I just don't need it, whatever. But so yeah, grab Coke Zero, throw some liquor in it, and it's delicious. I was going to drink a Bush, but I forgot to put them in the fridge.
You don't want to drink warm Bush Light?
No. No, I sure? don't.
Come on.
I'm 114% sure. So Kyle, that works at the shop next door, manages everything for Matt here. Apparently, when I was in Reno, he came over looking for beer. He was like, "Steve, got any beer here?" And Nicole was like, "He's got beer in the fridge upstairs." She's like, "But it's all craft beer." He's like, "I was afraid of that." And so he went up there and took something and left me a $5 bill. And so I bought a 30 rack of Busch to replenish. The one and beer that
he get some cold beer, that would be something up there.
So I'll leave him a whole 30 rack of Busch up there. We'll at least have Busch in the shop.
Now, if you were a true redneck, you would drink a warm Busch Light.
What do you mean?
If you were a redneck, you would be like, a warm Busch Light. You know, I just got to get drunk.
I thought you said one Busch Light. No, a warm Busch Light. Yes. No,
warm
thanks.
Warm Busch Light. If
I was a true Michael, I would drink a warm Hams.
Ooh, why is it going to be warm? Even at my worst, I wouldn't drink a warm beer.
You don't think so?
A warm barrel-aged beer? Maybe. Sure. A warm Bush Light, ugh, or hams, it doesn't matter. Anything that doesn't need to get up to temperature to reach its peak flavor.
Not 70 degrees, but like 82 degrees.
Ugh,
like
80.
Warm. Not room temp.
Warm.
Warm. Like
it's got to be warmer than your warm mouth.
Yes.
It's got to be warmer than your mouth. So it's got to be 100 degree beer.
No, that's too hot. 100 degrees is like very warm in your mouth. Right?
All
right,
fine. So 96 point, what is it, 8 or something? 98.6?
98.6. I don't know. I should really check that. I should really see. Maybe it does need to be 100 degrees.
Well, 100 degrees so that it tastes warmer than your mouth.
That's aggressive. 100 degree beer is aggressive.
It's just been sitting out in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the cooler in the bed of your truck on a 100 degree day.
It's in the cooler with no ice open. So good.
It's good. Oh man. Mike, did you do anything off-road?
Since the last podcast, I've been kind of at a standstill. I did get some hardware. I need to put Snow Day back together, but I was out of town all weekend, and so mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. I'm waiting on some U-bolts. Actually, Eric, the other knob polisher, had some U-bolts made for me. He had a guy, and he said he would have them made, and he did, and they'll be in the mail soon.
Nice.
Because everyone's like, you can get U-bolts locally. It's like, well, you can get some U-bolts locally, but finding a very specific size and length and thickness, like everything about it was going to be hard to find locally. So I just said, I got to do it custom. He just sent me a message. He's like, hey, I got a guy here. I was like, all right, well, send him to me. I'll pay you, whatever.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Another nice benefit of being a podcast host is occasionally people just say, I can do the thing you need. And I'm like, great.
So Eric Stevens hooked you up?
He did.
Fuck you, Eric.
Haha. Did he not hook you up? Is he usually just mean to you, Steve?
No, we just talk every day. So I just thought I would do that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I just scared Kyle.
Kyle who, Ming?
Yeah.
Why? Don't do that. Don't scare our producer.
I asked him if you guys did the Patreon giveaway for the quarter.
And oh yeah, we did not.
Fuck. No, we haven't. And so I asked if he had any chance, if there was any chance he could jump on for a few minutes and assist.
Did he say yes?
I just sent it as I was being quiet, so no, he has not responded. That's okay. We will figure it out. One way or another, we will get you guys some variety of a winner.
They are chomping at the bit, Steven.
I would imagine so. We're 2 weeks late on getting it out.
Yeesh. I blame that on you.
I blame it on the quietness in the Patreon chat.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm blaming on that.
Okay, we'll go that way.
The talkative ones have left, and so it's quieter in there now.
If somebody had yelled at you, then you probably would have done it.
Jess was like, make sure you do the giveaway. And I was like, oh, yeah.
How does she remember?
Quarterly.
So it should be April 1st?
Yes, end of March.
Got it. Or yeah, end of March, beginning of April, whatever. Yeah, quarterly. Yep, got right it. There. Yeah, we're definitely late on that, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we are. We're very late.
So is that all of our housekeeping? Is that we need to do the giveaway? Is there anything else that we're...
I feel like maybe there were... new patrons. But I don't remember who it was.
Is that something that you can look up quickly? Because I don't have access to that information, so I can't help you with that.
I went four-wheeling. So which one do you want to talk about first, Michael? Do you want to talk about us going four-wheeling? Or do you want to talk about me going four-wheeling? Or do you want to talk about what I was talked into buying while at the Badlands?
Well, did you go four-wheeling at the Badlands?
I did.
Did you get talked into buying said product before or after wheeling?
After wheeling.
Okay, then I guess we cover wheeling first and then product.
You would like it chronologically.
I would like it chronologically because I feel like it'll tell a story.
Bet. Okay, here we go. Let's get right into it while we wait to see if Kyle has time for us. Damn you, Kyle. Also, let's see here. I don't see new members in the last 30 days. Nobody. Brandon Inzing left. Fuck you, Brandon. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. So
are you going to call him out like that?
Because I like him.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure he messaged me to tell me that he was bouncing out for a bit. He just had to go take care of some other things, which that happens. Life comes along and you need to sometimes cut back on your daily things.
Absolutely.
Or on your subscriptions.
Makes sense.
So last week I went to Reno for a business.
Oh yeah, conference. You went to an HVAC convention.
Yeah, I went to an HVAC convention, which had zero, maybe one HVAC person there. I think there was one. The rest were actually mostly welders. There's like 8 welders, a roofer, a couple of electricians, a couple of like 1 or 2 plumbers, a mobile HVAC diesel mechanic. No, I think the only like there was maybe I don't even think there was an HVAC person in the crowd. I think Josh was an HVAC person. There was a girl that owned a massage business, which interestingly enough, I feel like her business and my business are much more similar in how they operate versus like a welding business or a roofing business or construction. So that was interesting.
Yeah, that makes kind of sense. Different
style of service industry. So I went to that. That was I flew out Tuesday. Conference was Wednesday, Thursday for the Tradesman Experience podcast. If you guys haven't listened to the Tradesman Experience podcast and you're a tradesperson, definitely go check out that. It's a really good listen with Josh and Nate. So I got to meet Nate in person. That was fucking cool. And I've already met Josh, but I got to see Josh again, so that was awesome. And anyway, went to that. Friday, I flew home. I got back. I landed at like 8:30 p.m. in Champaign.
So cool that you flew out of Champaign.
That's so much nicer.
It's the best ever.
It is. You like just drive over there, and when you get back, you have a 30-minute drive to the house, and it's like, oh, that's not bad. And the price after everything was said and done with travel, like driving travel and parking at like O'Hare, it was like almost the same price.
So like, oh yeah, that's a good point.
Why would I not? So I did. So I flew out of Champaign, flew back into Champaign, got back in like 8:30 p.m. Got home like 9:30 p.m. I got in my truck and my windows were just like wet on the inside. There's so much moisture in my truck. I'm assuming because I parked it when it was raining.
Yes, that's still kind of weird though.
There's a lot. It wasn't like they were dripping, but it was just the entire thing was fogged on the inside. So either temperature change or whatever, something caused it to condensate on the inside. So I had to wait like 15, 20 minutes for everything just to thaw out or to dry out on the inside, which was fine.
You just grab a microfiber and swipe them off real quick, Steven.
I wasn't in that big a hurry. I just got off a plane. I was like, you know what? I'll just sit right. I'm going to sit my ass right here.
I get you.
So anyway, I got home at like 9:30, hung out with the fam for a little bit. They were already in bed, hung out with them for a little bit, put Owen to bed. And then was like, I think I'll go get the Jeep. And Jess was like, okay. So I went and grabbed the trailer from the shop. And then went to my shop and got the Jeep pulled inside, aired the tire up, pulled the Jeep inside, and commenced to kind of just giving it a quick look over, make sure everything was good. Fluids are fine. I was like, everything was fine last time I pulled it off trail, so it's probably goodish. And loaded it on the trailer, strapped it down, and headed back home. Got home about 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
Good Lord, it doesn't take you that long to go get a trailer and load up your Jeep.
Well, I was like fucking around and like trying to make sure everything was good and cleaned everything out. Just doing a full, like, let's get everything ready to go. So did that and then got back home. And that was Friday night. It was Saturday morning at 1 a.m. And then we got up in the morning and headed to the Badlands to go.
Who's we?
Owen and Jess and I.
Oh, nice.
Easter egg hunting.
Oh, was there an Easter egg hunt at the Badlands?
There was an Easter egg hunt at the Badlands.
That's
and they were
fun.
Putting out 20,000 eggs.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of eggs. We didn't find any.
Seriously?
We didn't find any eggs in the wild.
20,000. Not 2,000, not 200, 20,000.
There were 20,000 eggs dispersed across the park.
Is it because you got there at 3 in the afternoon?
No, we got there at like 10:30. And there was just, there were probably 3,000 people there. And so we started driving around and stuff looking for eggs. Couldn't find any eggs. Luckily, pulled up to one of, they had like a scavenger hunt also. There were like people, there were bunnies, there were rabbits at different, like five different places where you could do like a ring toss, a bucket toss, a few like different like activities. So you go there, they would stamp your card and you could turn that in later. We'll get to that part. And so we did that and we're cruising around. We went over towards the quarry, kind of looking for eggs. Luckily, we pulled up to one of those rabbits and Parker, who runs the media for the Badlands, he comes rolling up. They got two boxes of eggs in the back and he throws out just two handfuls of eggs and we pick up 9 eggs. It's 10 eggs for one ticket to get a prize. We get 9 eggs. I'm happy now because Owen at least gets to find 9 eggs. And then we commence to do like throughout the day. We take those same 9 eggs and then redisperse them out into the wild and let him find them again.
So that's funny. Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. He was having a blast. Awesome. Lots of video and pictures of him doing that. So I was pretty happy about that. Just kind of wheeled around for a little bit. Then he passed out on us. And so we played in the quarry for like over an hour while he was just sleeping in the back seat. And people were like, go up that or do this. And I'm like, I got a 4-year-old in the back seat sleeping. Like, I'm not going to go do whatever rowdy thing you're asking me to go do. I don't remember what it was. There's something. There was a
How do you play in the quarry for an hour with a sleeping 4-year-old? Because I'm like, I would think about the stuff I would do, but there's no way I would do it with a kid sleeping in the back.
I just kind of cruised around.
Everything in the quarry is at least a little difficult. Almost everything.
Yeah, went up the back wall, like straight up the back wall. He slept through it. Nice. We went down in the corner where you come back down.
Mm-hmm.
We came down that and he woke up and was like, what just happened? Because everything in the Jeep like shifted forward.
I'm surprised he didn't like roll off the seat.
Well, no, he was strapped in.
Oh, he's strapped in.
Yeah, he's in his car
his
seat.
His head was like flopped down probably or something.
Yeah, his head. He was like, you're like that. And then like
exactly.
All of a sudden woke up because we're falling. You know what I mean? To him, he probably exactly. He, like woke up like, and I was like, oh, you're good. And he's like, oh. And then we cruise over down. Nap?
I know that's completely off subject. Does he still nap?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is he a midday nap?
Yep.
Okay, just I was just curious.
Here that's and there. All. Sometimes he doesn't, sometimes he does. If he doesn't, then he's a little rowdy in the evenings. But for the most part, I guess he still naps at daycare for the most part. So
cool. I'm just curious. Happy. Please continue.
So the little wall that doesn't have a name down by the pond.
Little wall doesn't have a name down by the pond.
Yeah, it's a waterfall obstacle.
Is it the one that all of us went up last time we were there? Like when I rode with you?
Like I would go up it every time.
Well, I mean, but just most recently, I don't know if it helps or not. It's like a loop. It's like you go up the thing and then you immediately turn right and you do like a loop and come back down.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah, I know the wall you're talking about. I don't know what to call it either.
Yeah. Anyway, I rolled up and somebody was like, oh man, I bet that thing would go up it. And I was like, that thing? Yep. All day. I was like, I got a sleeping toddler in the back, but okay. Clicked the lockers on and just walked up to it and just literally just drove up it.
Did you have the most capable rig at the Badlands on Saturday? Apparently.
I don't think so. It was just a group of guys with some smaller XJs and stuff. And so like, oh, I bet that thing will go up. Like, yep, it definitely will.
With it does.
In the back. Oh, and when I pulled up that, Bo was there. In his FJ, the blue FJ cruiser. The blue, and not cruiser, FJ. Blue.
FJ cruiser.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's not a cruiser. It's an older Toyota like
FJ. Oh, like an FJ 40 or an FJ 80 or 70 or I don't know. They had all kinds of names for things back in the day.
You know what I'm talking about? Bo Hatfield? Hatfield?
Bo Hatfield.
Is that right?
I don't know why I don't know that name. I'm sorry you that do. I don't know that name.
You know exactly. Have I met him?
Did I forget him?
Let me pull him up real quick and I'll show you a picture and you will know. Bo that's not going to work. Bo Hatfield. That's what I thought it was. Yes.
You usually know, pretty good with names too, so I feel bad that I don't remember this
exactly
fella.
Who I'm talking about.
That doesn't look familiar
you
to me.
Really not wheeled with us? Get the fuck
I
out
don't
of here.
Think I've wheeled with that guy. I feel like what? I would have remembered a snow day blue FJ.
You've not wheeled with Bo?
I guess not. The guy doesn't look familiar. The name doesn't seem familiar. The truck doesn't look familiar. Like none of it, Steve.
Insane.
How? Why? Do you wheel with him all the time or something? Why is this the first time we're talking about him? If he is our co-wheeling buddy, then why don't I know him?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Can't explain that one, man. I feel like you just like me so much that you place me into your wheeling trips and assume that I was there.
That could be the case.
I think that's got to be it.
That is there. Wild.
And if I have met Bo, nope, it doesn't look familiar at all to me.
That shit really. He gets
okay, find a picture of Snow Day in that truck in the same shot, and then I'll say, okay, you're right.
I guess I just seems weird that as many times as we've bumped into Bo out wheeling, that you have never been there at the same time. And that's wild. So yeah, ran into Bo. He was out there with his wife and little one. And they were wheeling as well. He is way too comfortable in that rig. And so we just cruised around for a little bit. So we had to burn some time. We went over to V Notch and Owen woke up and they threw some eggs out, play with that, whatever. And Jess like, hey, we should go finish the scavenger hunt and get the rest of these stamps. Cool. Looked up. He's like, it ends at 3. We got 40 minutes. And I'm like, well, I know where every one of those rabbits is, so let's roll. So got out of the quarry, went shooting back. There was one rabbit back in the dunes, snagged him real quick, got a stamp. The next rabbit was on the far end of like the Orange Trail side, but it was down the fire road, the main road. And so we shot down that way. As we're cruising that way, here comes a side-by-side with a rabbit in it. I was like, fuck, it's like 10 minutes till 3. They fucking closed the shop. And so we didn't get to that one or the other one that was in the dunes right by the entrance to Blue. It's like, motherfucker. So we didn't get our last two stamps for our two cards for the scavenger hunt.
Prize?
Yeah.
Something?
And yeah. It was a raffle. You could put those in for a raffle. So we wheeled around for a little while longer, goofing around, this and that. Jess finds one more egg in the dunes to make a complete 10. So we have enough for one ticket. So we head back up to the entrance or the up to the office. There's a line that comes out of the office out and around the concessions where the food truck is.
Yeah.
It goes around that and then wraps back around towards the bathrooms. Like huge line, 150 people in this line.
I looked at her and said,
absolutely not. She's like, do you want me to just walk up there? And they were in line for the prizes for the eggs. She's like, do you want me to just walk up there and see if I can just get our ticket for our eggs? I'm like, that sounds great. So she goes up there, gets a ticket. Excellent. Trades the egg in for the ticket. Life's good. We take off and go wheeling some more. And just kind of bebopping around, playing out in the wilderness, doing whatever. And then we come back a little while later. We went back to the dunes and Owen wanted to play in the big giant sandbox. And so went over there, parked. There was a dozer sitting there where the first rabbit we found was. We parked by that dozer because he was saying that he wanted to play in the sand there. Perfect. Let's go do that. We did that for like an hour. He just played on the sand hills and the dozer had put up and everything else. And he was just having a blast. Once we did that, all right, let's load up and go home. We loaded him up, headed back up to the office, traded in our 10 tickets for a like styrofoam airplane prize. Womp.
Right.
You know, whatever. He was happy. But in the walking into there, I didn't realize this, but he's like, I want that Jeep. I want that Jeep. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I want the yellow Jeep. I'm like, the monster truck? And he's like, no, the Jeep. And he's like, just, it had been a long day for him. He's kind of wore out.
Yeah, sure.
And So he's getting rowdy. I'm like, what are you talking about? And so we go wandering around, and turns out they have a pile of these Jeeps around the corner over by the like shirts and stuff. He's like, I want that Jeep. I was like, oh boy. And Jess is like, that's what they're out there raffling off for the scavenger hunt. So we went back out there and we're watching them raffle these things off. And sure enough, you know, they raffle off the one that he wanted. Is a yellow JK. It was a yellow JL Jeep, small Jeep, yay size. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we go back inside and we're looking at said Jeep. Now this Jeep is a special kind of Jeep. Okay. It's not your average toy Jeep. It's about yay long and yay tall.
24 scale, scale.
Comes with a controller.
Yep. Yep.
In an axial box.
Oh, SCX24 Jeep.
Yes, sir. And so I'm looking at this. He's having a meltdown because other people are coming up and looking at it. There's two of them on this pile of other RCs. There's like five or six 24 scale different models. One of them's a pickup. Another one's a white Jeep. There's two yellow Jeeps. And he's just having a meltdown. I'm like, ah, man, this thing's $140. Like, don't really want to buy my kid a $140 Jeep. And I look at Jess. I was like, here is my dilemma. She's like, what's that? I was like, I've wanted one of these since 2020. And she's like, okay. And I was like, but they were sold out. They were back ordered when I tried to order one. And so I've always wanted one of those. And now he is having a meltdown because he wants it. And so he and I have a long discussion about what kind of toy this is. So I was like, this is not your average Jeep toy. Okay. You're not going to play with this like you play with your toys. You're not going to like put all your weight on it and try to drive it across the living room floor. Okay.
Yep, yep.
And so we had a long discussion about that. And this is going to be a joint toy with Daddy and Owen. And it is going to be played with when Daddy's around. And only when Dad's around. So, of course, I'm a big old fucking sucker. I've been gone for a week. Of course, I buy the fucking Jeep.
Yep.
And, so I bought a 1/24th scale axial.
That's awesome.
It is fucking cool.
Dude, I've been wanting to get one just to, like, drive you around the house. Like, you can crawl around your living room. How much fun is that?
It's a lot of fun. Especially if like Patty lays on the floor and you can like drive up her feet and just like drive around on her. It's funny. Really fun for that.
Yeah.
But the thing that I will tell you is if you're gonna get a 1/24th scale, you should plan out some obstacles.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because
it's fun to play on the couch and play on people, but you quickly get bored of that and you want to do other. Like
You need to set up some sort of course for sure.
Now the cool thing is we've got like $150 worth of magnetiles laying around, and so I just took magnetiles and made them into a course. So that was cool.
Oh yeah.
That one was kind of fun for a minute. It'd be more fun if we like built like an actual like crawling course out of them. But that thing was pretty fun. Oh my god, Kyle's still at work.
Does Owen have the hang of it? Like, can he actually like control it pretty well? Like, I know that last year at the Complete Off-Road event, you were letting him like crawl a little bit with a 10 scale crawler, but he wasn't like quite there. But he was doing it. But is he better now? Has he got like the control down?
No, because the remote is too big for his hands still.
Oh, that makes sense. Actually,
that's really probably the killer part of it. Mm-hmm. Part of the killer. The nice thing is the 1/24th scale is not fast, so even wide open, it's still controllable.
And then I'm
getting him taught. Like this time next year he'll probably be super, but right now it's still trying to figure out like his hands aren't big enough to go like reverse, like forward and reverse, like he can pull it one way and then you know push it the other way, but it requires some skill. It's not quite there. Jeep did well all day. No real major problems. Heim joints squeaky as usual.
So Heim joints for you.
Driving the absolute fucking me crazy. I fucked that all up. Anyway, it was driving me mad. I was going mental the first hour. I was like, I can't take this. I was like, I'm going to find some kind of lubricant in this vehicle. Yeah,
you spray some lube on him.
I didn't have any fucking spray lube. I didn't pack anything. I just literally threw the Jeep on the trailer. No tools. I was like, all right, let's go forward then.
Lucky you didn't need any tools, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody asked me for a 9/16 wrench. I'm like, I literally didn't pack anything. And it's one of those things like, I'm just going to go for an easy day. I'm not planning on breaking parts. So, you know,
I'm not planning on breaking parts. Yeah. Aren't we all?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not planning on doing stupid break parts. So I just assume it's going to hold up. The pitman arm was loose again. Not loose, but loose enough to where, like, if I was under the front end and Jess was turning it, I could see the, lock washer squeeze just a little, and I could see it just kind of just a little bit move on the splines ever so slightly.
You're saying it was loose on the box?
On the box. The pitman arm loose on the box. No, the bolt through the pitman arm, fine.
Okay.
Golden, tight, good. Grade 8 bolt, all good. The fucking pitman arm up on the box, loose. I have the impact that I have does 550 foot-pounds. I know this
should be more than enough.
Torque wrench. More than enough.
So either the splines are worn out or your pitman arm is worn out. It's not the that it wasn't tight. New. Okay, so yeah. Your pitman arm needs replaced. No,
but this is the thing. Pitman arm also newer. I brought it back here and put the impact back on it, hit it again, and it turned probably 3/16 of a turn. Like it turned 30 yeah, degrees.
That's not it, right?
The nut turned 30 degrees.
So yeah, but like, that didn't do shit, right?
I don't know. I haven't checked it yet.
Well, 550 foot-pounds is probably way, way, way over spec.
Yeah. I'm assuming that it's not getting 550 because the pitman arm can, the box arm, that shaft can move slightly because
it's hit it with an impact at all. You just use a breaker bar, and then just tighten it.
Just thinking that I'm going to grab the 3/4-inch torque wrench, set it to 250, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. See if that works. If it doesn't, then there's got to be just a compatibility issue, right? If both the pitman arm and the box are new, maybe they just aren't splined right together.
Could be. Need to change that up. Oh, hello there.
Looks like my wife is bringing me dinner.
Let's go. Pavel. Why is she
going to say hi, Patty?
Hello.
That's all you get.
Forgot to get you.
We barely heard her.
I'll survive. I'll grab a paper towel or something. Thanks, Jerry. Love you.
He's got a whole ass microfiber on the wood behind him. She just pet you?
She did. She petted my face a little bit.
Such a good Michael cat.
Right? Okay, now you have to talk by yourself while you eat dinner because it's 9 o'clock over here. 9:05 to be exact.
9:05?
What is this thing?
I don't know. What did she get you?
I don't know. It looks like maybe like asparagus, quinoa, chicken.
Okay.
Green. No, I already said asparagus. I'm not sure. Mushrooms? I'm not sure what this thing is. Some sort of risotto.
I was going to say, is it heavy rice? It's a risotto. That'll work. Yes. Sounds delicious. Is it good? Does it have a creamy sauce in it? Cream of some young guy?
It's not. Well, I guess it's a little creamy. It tastes mostly sauce. Like mushrooms and chicken.
Oh, yeah. So she put like...
I mean, it's tasty. It's tasty.
All right. So Mike's going to eat dinner.
I'm going to eat dinner.
So I tightened up the pitman arm today. I called my Kimball Midwest rep and asked him if he had a product that was like a... I was like, what I'm looking for is something that sprays liquid and then sets up like a grease. He's like, we have exactly that. It's called our inner lube. And it sprays like WD-40, liquidy wet, but then sets up like an actual grease. I said, cool. Send me a can of that. He goes, just one? I said, absolutely. Have you seen your prices? Yes, one.
you were just talking about this with Jacob, right? Isn't that his like arch nemesis, Kimball, because they keep sending him invoices he's never bought anything.
That fucking guy did not go to the fucking HVAC conference.
I thought he said he was going.
He bailed. Couldn't get Ooh. his couldn't get his scheduling right because he had to take his fucking golf cart to the dyno to get the fucking golf cart dynoed. Yep.
What?
Yep.
Silly.
When you build a race golf cart, that's what happens. So, yeah. Silly indeed. Fucking Jacob. So, yeah, that's what went down with the wheeling. It was pretty good. Pretty good day. Huge turnout at the Badlands, which was phenomenal.
Sorry, I'm back. Then, I had to grab a paper towel. Yep. So I had something.
You're good.
Face off.
The turnout at Badlands was awesome. Ran into a few people out there, a couple people that follow me on the old Tic Tacs and socials. That was cool. And then they were in XJs also. And, yeah, just kind of cruised around and had a family day. Didn't tell anybody I was going. Yep. Super last minute. Jess had said something about the Easter egg hunt. And I was like, yeah, if I get back early enough and then the Jeep's ready. And I was like, well, the Jeep put itself back on the trailer. So it's really not ready. So.
Yeah, if it runs and drives, that means it's ready to wheel, right?
I mean, good enough. For what I was trying to do, yes. Which was literally just cruise around the Badlands. It was fine-ish.
I can't wait till I can bring Elliot there. I mean, I know I could do it like tomorrow. I just don't know if his little neck is ready yet.
How old is he?
Two.
Two? Solid. He's good. Why would you think his neck's not ready?
I don't know.
Fine. Don't do dumb stuff with him.
Maybe
get off of leaf springs.
Okay, this is the thing. Does Owen like to just ride in your truck, Jeep, whatever? Like, does he like just, you're going to go drive somewhere. Does he want to just be in his seat? I'm not saying like off-road. I'm just saying you just want to go somewhere.
If he like wants to be in his seat, but that's where he belongs.
So, I mean, how long is it before he's like pretty sick of it?
I don't know. Hour.
Yeah, I feel like I get like maybe an hour. So
yeah.
I'm not sure Elliot will like get the whole off-roading thing yet because he's only two, right? I mean, he's don't get me wrong, he's a pretty wise guy, but I just don't know if he's just like chilling in the back, he's gonna be like, this is boring, I want to get out. I'm like, but we're wheeling, like I don't know.
Yeah, but then you just get out.
Yeah, maybe you just get out.
Like you just want to hang out with your kid. Like, what's the difference between hanging out with your kid in the yard and hanging out with your kid at the Badlands? Just get the fucker out, let him walk around the woods and explore stuff.
I guess. Yeah, you're probably right, honestly.
Take some toys.
That's a good idea.
Some toys. I forgot to take toys this round. And I was like, next round, take sand toys. Like a truck and a dozer. Yep. So you can do toy stuff. Strap that fucker down with a couple of little ratchet straps to your bed. That'll be cool. Mark. Have him help you strap them down to your bed.
He would love that.
Yes. So yeah, just make an event out of it. Make a little day out of it. Like, hey, you know, like he's old enough now to where he's starting to grasp concepts. Like, do you want to go play in daddy's truck? Of course, the answer is going
to
be yes.
Yeah, always yes. I mean, even now he wants to go sit in it.
Perfect. Yeah. So he gets it. Yeah. So just throw his ass in there. Either in the front seat or make a pedestal in the back seat so he can see things and be strapped in.
Yeah.
If you're not taking Patty, take the front seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, if you're going to drive it over there, maybe have the seat flipped around backwards on the way over. But when you get there, flip around forward. If you do that, if he's used to sitting backwards in that seat and you spin that fucker forward, I don't think he's gonna have a problem being there.
Dude, I'm not even sure that I can put him backwards. Because he's been forward since this is controversial. I don't think you're supposed to turn your kid around at one, but he's always been in the back seat. But at 1 year old, we turned it around forward because he was just always losing his shit facing backwards. So he's been forward forever. But as far as the front seat, I think the last time I took him in, it was probably the show truck. I took him to daycare in the front seat, but facing forward. But also that truck doesn't have airbags.
Right.
So, like, the whole, like, worry about, like, the airbag exploding, hitting him in the face wasn't an option because the truck's a 94. You know, they didn't have airbags back then.
Exactly.
So, he liked it. You know, he was like, you know, he could see everything. That was cool. I don't know. It's probably controversial. I'm sure that I raised some red flags, but, you know.
Right.
He's a forward-facing kid.
Right. I think it'd be fun. I think he'd have a good time.
I would love to think that he would have a good time. I just hate to go to the Badlands to have to turn right around and come home.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that you will. You think you will?
I don't know. The thing is, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, do I trailer it? Like, it would be so much easier, like you said, to throw them in the truck.
Yeah.
I drive there. Everything's great. But then if something does happen, then I've like got my kid with me and my truck is broken. I could be like, Patty, help. She's like, come get him. And like, I don't know.
Meh.
Or I'm like, Patty, can you grab the OA and hook it up to the trailer and bring it to the Badlands so we can tow Snow Day home?
Meh.
And she's like, no, because you've never showed me how to do that. I guess I probably should have.
I think just do it and see how the day goes.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
That's the thing. Just do it.
Yep. Hey,
buddy, you want to go wheeling? Let's go wheeling.
It'll be an adventure.
It's true.
Yep. I don't know.
I bought one of those things you were talking about where for vehicles made before the times when they had the seat anchors. Like it's like this big plate of steel with like two hooks on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like stick it behind the seat and you hook it. And I can make it safe. So that's good.
Yeah. Those are super handy. You can make it safe with a seatbelt, but.
Oh, I guess that's true. It's just so much. Yeah. The anchors make it so much more stable. Like
I know.
Even in Patty's car, she has the anchors, but I feel like it's something about the way that the backseat and the RS is like angled. Mm-hmm. When I do it in my truck, it's like perfect and super solid. And when we do it in her car, even as tight as I can possibly get it, it still just doesn't feel that tight.
Are you
like, I mean, sitting, it's tight as all hell.
I was gonna say, are you sitting in the car seat when you do it?
No, what do you mean by sitting in it? My big ass won't fit into a car seat.
Basically, all of your body weight on the seat, pushing it down into the cushion.
No, I've never done that, I don't think.
Oh, okay. So one of the things that they talk about when setting one of those in the car is like put all of your weight into the car seat to push it down into the push it into the cushions and then pull the side strap to tighten it all in. And even then it may not be super, it probably depends on how it's sitting in the seat. Mm-hmm. If it's not making full contact, you know, the whole way, then it's not going to feel as stable as it does in your truck.
It's just got to be the angle or something because
right,
both the Yaris and the 08 have similar anchors, you know, right there at the bottom. And for some reason, like I installed this exact same seat the exact same way in both vehicles. And when I do it in my truck, like you can't move that thing an inch in any direction. In the Yaris, you can move it like 3 inches in every direction. And I'm like, this thing is tight as hell and it's not going anywhere. I even like went so far as to also put the seatbelt through it. And run a strap over the back and connect it to a thing and tighten that too. So I've got three times the attachments of the RS and it still doesn't feel tight enough. And I'm like, what am I doing here? Like,
I get that.
Like, yeah, we could launch this thing in outer space and the seat wouldn't come loose, but it's still loose somehow.
Right.
Just weird.
Yeah. Probably just RS things. Fucking Toyota.
Fucking Toyota's shit.
Fucking Toyota. What am I thinking? Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about family wheeling stuff, weren't we?
We are talking about family wheeling stuff. Are.
Which is like, it's perfect. It just segued.
We transitioned perfectly into what did you do off-road / the topic. And the topic is family wheeling.
Ta-da.
How old is old enough? When do you bring your kid off-road?
You ask Kenny, 6 months.
6 months is insane.
I don't know if it was six. It was definitely 9, though. They had their little one out there at 9 months.
Mm-mm.
The next time, I don't know what he's going to be able to do with the triplets, though. You can take them out at 9 months. Bro.
Triplets?
Yeah. Isn't Kenny having triplets? Pretty sure I'm accurate on that.
I don't know anything about that, but also, no thanks. That's too many babies all at once. Ooh, no.
Oh, my God. Right. That'd be fine. If it was the first go around. You just get all three knocked out, done, done and done. Like, all right, cool. That's fine. But I'm pretty sure this is either 5 or 6. Pretty sure it's 6.
You're saying that he has 3 kids prior to the triplets?
Correct.
No.
If I'm not wrong, and I don't think I am.
That's I'm insane. Over the weekend, my aunt passed away a month or two ago, and me and my mom went up to Milwaukee to her celebration of life. You know, they didn't do a funeral. They just did the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And at that event, my mom was talking to a woman who was one of 17 kids. And she was old. She was like in her 80s. And I'm just thinking, okay, obviously, like, her mom must have been pregnant nonstop her entire adulthood. But also, how can you afford to feed 17 kids? What are the logistics? How many vehicles do you have to move these kids? Did they not go anywhere? Did they not go to school or anywhere out ever? Like, I couldn't figure out the logistics of having 17 kids.
Yes.
That doesn't even, like, compute in my brain. It can't function. I just what do you call it? I glitched out when I was trying to figure out what you do with 17. Because even having one is hard, which I'm sure you know. Uh-huh. You have one kid.
Mm-hmm.
But 17? Nah. Like, even people with two kids, I'm like, oof. But 17.
17. Nope.
Does not compute.
The good news is, by the time you get, like, to, like, number 12, you're pretty good because you only have
the older kids can help out.
Can help out. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, fully babysit. Okay, so they have three already. And I'm fairly certain that there are three more on the way. So,
that's insane.
Yeah. It's going to be a party.
He's
going to
need a bigger wheeling rig. He's going to need like a...
He's going to need a much bigger wheeling rig.
He's going to need a Suburban. Yukon XL.
Yep, that's what I said. Suburban.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's so
insane,
funny.
Man.
Yeah, I was just trying to verify to make sure that I had those numbers right. I don't know 1,000% on the whole triplets, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot.
That's too many kids.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
I don't know if it's too many.
It's too many.
No, it's too many.
I'm not going to say it's not, but it is.
Mm-mm.
How many people do you think listen to the podcast have 6 kids?
I don't know.
I'm going to say one, maybe two people.
At least.
One, just one.
If you have got more than 4 kids, please go to the page or to the Facebook Trail Riders page and let us know, because I am now genuinely curious about that.
Let me know about your 6 kids and how you manage that.
Yes.
That's nuts, man. Okay, so the answer to how old is 6 months? It depends on the kind of wheeling too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to overland, it doesn't matter how old your kid is, because that weak ass shit ain't going to hurt nobody. But if you're going to go do what we do, the kid's got to at least have his neck muscles like fully developed, right? Or at least like mostly developed, somewhat developed. I don't know. Enough that you're not worried about him getting whiplash from just like existing in your truck, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, Jess and I had this conversation about Owen, about having at what age to take Owen out wheeling. And it was like, she was like, you know, what about if he, like, his head bouncing around and stuff like that? I'm like, I just watched him fall on the kitchen floor. Like, it doesn't get any more than that.
Yeah, he not only fell, he also hit his head on concrete, like, or a tile or whatever. Yeah, like,
mm-hmm.
Whiplash is real, though. Like, hitting your head is one thing, but, like, getting your head, like, whipped, like,
mm-hmm.
That can be hard. You can get a concussion from that shit. Patty's really concerned about that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be whipping around. And you just take care with it, right? You just don't get too rowdy.
That would be the goal.
Mm-hmm. Just take your time. Don't get too crazy. And that's how I it's probably the worst when they fall asleep, for one.
Yeah.
That's not ideal. It would be great.
Then you have to be real careful.
And then the other one is like the fire road. When you're just driving on the fire road and it's just like dunk, 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 dunk. You know what I mean? The whole time.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Terrible. So there's that.
Other than family wheeling. Bring supplies, bring snacks, bring toys. Like anything that you think you might need, you do. Just bring it. Because you don't want to be on the trail and not have something that you need, and you need to get off trail to get it.
Mm-hmm. Run that by me again.
anything that you think you'll need, you do. Just bring it. You're not paying attention to me at all. You're just on your phone. I see you. Like, you
I'm
don't
trying
know
to message Kyle, and I'm like trying to finish the message, and you're talking. I'm like,
I've already said it twice. I'm not saying it again.
Okay.
Bring everything.
Bring it all.
Bring everything.
I don't bring anything. I just
you should have brought toys.
I should have brought toys. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about him wanting to play in the sand dunes. But I'll know next time. He wants to play in the sand dunes. And pack snacks for your little man. We did. We brought some like PBJs and some other snacks. Jess packed up a bag of snacks for him. And
good idea.
So, yeah. And then we swung. I was going to go to Walmart and pre-pack the coolers prior to coming, but it was late. It was already past 11, and now Walmart doesn't stay open 24 hours a day. So at least not in my area. Yeah. Walmart closes at 11 p.m. Doesn't open back up till 6. So.
Terrible.
Yes. Facts.
That was what we used to do when we were kids. We're teenagers, like 2 in the morning, go to Walmart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, bro, we used to go to Walmart all this fucking... It's so frustrating now. It's like, when do you... I don't know. I'm angry.
I mean, I would never go to Walmart at 2 in the morning now, so I don't care at all, let alone go there at all. But still, back in the day, it was something to do in the middle of the night.
Indeed.
Is that it? Is that all there is to know about wheeling, family wheeling?
Oh my gosh, probably not. Almost certainly.
That's all there is.
But it probably depends on the age. And I'm like, I'm only good up to 4, so I can't help anybody beyond that.
Well, as the kids get older, they probably need less, right? Like, you don't need to pack all kinds of stuff. Like, they just exist. And if they're bored, then you just tell them to shut up. You're like, shut up, dad's wheeling.
Shut up, boy.
We're having fun. You're gonna have fun.
It's a good old fashioned family Christmas.
That's right. You just do it. Yeah,
I don't think that I've caused any permanent damage to my child from his head whipping around. I hope not as well. It doesn't seem to be.
Kids are pretty flexible.
And that's another thing. You think about yourself getting whiplash. You're like, oh my God, my head will wibble around in my neck and hurt my neck. And it's like, yeah, but kids aren't like that. Like, their tissues aren't as like static or tense as ours are.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like sometimes you just turn around and then you're injured. And kids, like, they bounce their head off the floor and then they cry for a minute and they go back about their business.
Yep. Yeah. What did Owen do? Oh, man, I'm trying to think what he did. He did something today. It was, like, crying pretty bad. I was like, oh, we were at the park last night. I think it was last night. We were at the park. No, 2 nights ago. We were at the park. It's been really nice out here in the evenings. So we've gone to the park 2 nights in a row. And... he tells me to swing him on the swing. I'm like, all right, cool. Come over here. We'll swing you on the swing. And I get ready to swing this kid. He's holding onto the chains, sitting on the swing. I pull him back. And as I get ready, he's like, I want to go real high. No problem. I pull him back and get ready to push him to go real high. And this fool lets off the chains.
He just lets go. He
just takes his hands off the chains. And I'm like, and at the same, and like, I push him at the same time. Of course, he falls out of the seat and just like flat backs onto the wood chips on the ground. Yeah. And then like hits his head on the wood chips and starts crying. He's like, oh, heartbreaking. I pick him up And I'm like, why did you let go of the chains? And he looks at me like, why did you do that to me? Or why would you do that to me?
And you're just like, what did you let go?
I said, you told me you wanted to go high. I pull you back to go high and you let go of the chains. Like, what do you mean? Why did I do that? Why would I do that to you?
That is heartbreaking.
I want to beat him. I'm like, kid.
Oh my gosh.
Like, all right, now what's wrong? Now, why are you crying? What hurts? He's like, my head.
My goodness. Kids, man. Uh-huh. Unbelievable. He just wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah,
he fucked around and he found out.
He did fuck around and find out. Oh my god. So anyway, yeah, there's just all those things like you're like afraid of a concussion. Kid just flops out of a fucking swing and falls 2 feet to the ground mid throw. I had him like chest high.
Oh my gosh.
And like swung the swing and he fell out at the bottom, which I guess is good, but still probably felt like a 4 foot fall.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Like this kid. But like you said, they pop up, they're crying. You rub their head, you make them feel better, and less than 90 seconds later, he's ready to get back on the swing and go swing.
Yep, back to normal.
They just bounce back, yeah.
It ain't like that when you're old. You don't bounce back. You don't lay in bed.
I'm done for the day. I'm going to go lay on the couch. Yep. So, I don't know. Things change with your muscles and things like that. And so, I think... As a kid, when you take your kid with you four-wheeling, you know what you can and can't do. Don't do dumb shit. The cool thing is most of the hard obstacles are start up. And when you're going up, their head's laying back against the car seat anyway. Yep. That's cool. That's solid. Maybe put the old bolsters back in from when they were a kid.
Yeah, there you go.
But other than that, man, just take them fuckers out. Do you remember what our parents did for us as kids?
Well, they sure didn't go off-road.
Mine did not. But I remember like riding 7 hours to Iowa in the back of a van where they pulled the middle seat out of a Dodge Caravan so that we could just sleep on the floor while they were driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We didn't have to wear seatbelts because if you're in the back seat, you didn't need one. At least that's what my grandma said.
Seatbelt who? Yeah
they're like, no, you don't need a seatbelt. You're in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. It was fine. Then. Now, there were less cars back then. But either way,
and no one was on their cell phone driving.
And no one was on their cell phone driving. So like on road, I feel like maybe I understand the rules and the newer concerns. Now, off road, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Yep. Take your kid wheeling, Mike. Go fucking around. He's two.
I mean, I want to, and I need to get Snow Day back together so I can. I should at least get the leaf springs under it. I feel like without U-bolts, I could at least set the weight of the truck down on it just to see like where it's going to sit, because I don't know. These springs are new to me, so I don't know that the truck is going to sit level. I really hope it does.
Yeah.
If it's a little high or a little low, maybe I'll just deal with it, but you just don't know until you try, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, throw a couple lug nuts on and jack it up until it kind of sits on the perches and let it down a little bit. I don't know. The only thing I'd be worried about is it rolling. It shouldn't roll if it's locked into the perches.
Yeah, that would be, like the axle spot like rolled out of the thing. I don't know.
It should be fine.
Hopefully.
Support opinion with a jack. If you feel real nervous, throw a ratchet strap around the pinion to the jack.
Well, right now, it's the rear axles on jack stands and the pinion is supported by a jack. The shocks are still on the truck, too. Oh, like, okay. I literally left, like, the truck and the axle exactly in place and just took the leaf springs out.
How did you jack the truck up?
High lift in the back.
Oh.
Yeah. A little bit at a time and then moving the jack stands up as I went.
I don't know.
What else could I do, right? Like, I had to jack up the back of the truck and there's nothing I could do. I had to use the high lift and just every now and then I would go over to the sides and move the jack stands up with the frame.
Do you want me to take a Saturday and come play with you?
If I get these U-bolts, yeah. I'd be down. Hell yeah.
Definitely could probably facilitate that. You think Kyle's ever going to join us?
Oh, I mean, if he hasn't joined by this point, I mean, we've been on here an hour, so.
Yeah, we've been on here an hour, yeah.
We might need to call it. If he's he's still a worker on his drive home, then he's probably not going to have time to do that tonight.
Right.
Yeah, he said he was still at work half an hour ago, so I don't know if it's likely he's going to join us. I hate to delay another week, but what are we going to do? Unless you figure it out. I can't figure it out.
You know what? Judging by the winners and their money spending, like in general, usually I say, hey, you won $500. And they're like, sweet, bro. And then 6 months later, like, hey, how about that $500? No, motherfucker. I spent it.
Right?
You had your opportunity. I'm just fucking around for whoever actually does win this month. You don't have to spend it the very moment that I tell you that you've won it. I will have your money whenever you're ready to spend it with our partner companies or whomever or however you want to spend it. Fine. So.
No, tell them if they win, they have 24 hours to claim their prize. And if they don't claim it, then it's just void. So anybody who doesn't listen all the time, they just don't get it. It goes right back into the fund and the next guy gets it. Boy, that'd get some people to listen, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Every week. Oh, God.
Better ante up, motherfucker. The
next guy gets 1,000. The next guy gets 1,500.
On a few occasions when somebody like messages me who is not like a close friend. You know, like close friends, they wouldn't, I can't fuck with them the same, but like somebody that wins, there's a patron who I don't talk to on the regular. Yeah. And they're like, hey man, I won. Like, sweet. How do I collect? And I'm like, no, man, it's all bullshit.
You just got fucked.
I have done that to a couple of patrons.
And they were like, what? Like,
oh, that's cool. I get it.
So mean. So mean, Steven.
So mean. I'm such a dick.
Yeah, you are.
And then I let them know that they've won. Like, let me know how they would like their money. You can spend it with a partner company. I can just send you the money. I think I've done that a couple of times. Like when Jeremy won, I didn't pay a partner company. He wanted to buy his DOM from Ryan King. He's like, hey. Can you PayPal Ryan for my DOM? Like, yep. Sent Ryan $1, made sure it was right. He's like, yep, I got it. Sent him $4.99 and he loaded the DOM on the trailer and sent it over to the Badlands.
Wow. There you go.
So yeah, don't think that you're limited to the partner companies. Although we do love when you spend the winnings with a partner company. That's always a cool thing. Now at this point we have like 17,000 partner companies, so
right.
Your options are pretty fucking open if you wanted to do that. Otherwise I can Venmo, PayPal, whatever, send you a check in the mail if you need it. Yeah, you can win. So if you are not entered in the $10 tier on the Patreon but you would like to win $500 quarterly, go check it out. Also, there's like 190 hours worth of audio in the Patreon as well. So there's that. So if you need more of us, you can go to Patreon.
Good listening.
Oh, and I still have yet to figure out the Patreon, how to not be an explicit
podcast.
Yeah, it's not a podcast. So it's like, I've not figured out how not to be 18 plus nudity on Patreon. So you still have to search it. www.patreon.com/TotalOffroad Podcast is the only way you're going to find our Patreon, or in the show notes it should be there unless Kyle doesn't put it there. And if Kyle doesn't put it there, then fuck you, Kyle.
Do you think we just add nudity and then add actual porn and then you can just leave it? Maybe we would get more Patreons.
Think about patrons. How many patrons we get. Think about it.
I don't know who's going to get nude or when or why, but I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Ian, porn usually brings in the bucks, Steve. So maybe we should get into porn.
Nude. Ginger nudes. Those sell.
So we need a ginger to start with. So we got to like hunt out a ginger, find a ginger.
We'll get Ian.
Okay.
We'll totally get Ian to do adult content.
I mean, that's fine. If it makes us money, I'm in. We'll just get Catherine to take photos when he's sleeping.
Finding U-bolts. So, okay. You want to wrap this one up? I messaged Kyle, but I have not heard back. So I'm going to assume that he's, I'm still at work. Oh, wait. Oh, that's okay. That's from earlier. Nope. I messaged him again and he still hasn't responded. So
we'll just have to do it next week.
That's fine. Hey,
hopefully we'll be prepared
for the giveaway, or maybe we'll just do a giveaway little mini-sode. Maybe Kyle and I will have to do a mini-sode of the giveaway. It's possible. It could happen.
It's an option.
Tune in to find out if you win. That's all I know.
Okay.
Check out our partner companies, summershinesupply.com. It's where you get all your detailing stuff. That's where you need to go. You need to go over there and support me some more because you don't support me enough already. So if you need detailing things, you should go check out my line at summershinesupply.com.
Hey, Steve, did you see that anybody you know placed an order this week?
Did see that. Didn't even use the discount code.
I did use the discount code.
Oh, you did use the discount code?
I did. Oh. You gave me the discount code in the email.
That's right. And then I let it. Oh, you did come from the email?
Yeah, that's the only reason I bought it. I got an email. I was like, oh, that's a good deal. And I was going to buy it. And then there was a discount code, too. I was like, well, that's an even better deal. And then I felt kind of silly shipping it because I was like, I see Steve occasionally. I could just like go get it. But I was like, nah, I'll just have to send it to me so I can start using that stuff.
That's fucking funny.
Of course I use a discount code. Get out of here.
I know. Wait, hold
on. You're saying I use the discount.
True friends would support without a discount code. But
I wouldn't use a discount code. Yeah, I'm not a real friend, though. You send me an email with a discount code in it. What am I supposed to do, Steve? Now, hold on. Are you saying that I could have used...
Now I'm going to have to buy Nicole lunch because you bought because of the email.
Because you... Did you say that the email wasn't going to work?
No, it was just like one of those like discussions. She was like, you know, like so much... You can see in the analytics how much like comes from the email. And like we were having this whole discussion about it. I was like, I'll ask Mike and ask, you know, I'll ask him and find out if it was the email or if it was just because of my post. Because I had also made a post about that sale on Facebook. I was like, it may have come from Facebook. It was from the email.
I was sitting up in Wisconsin and I'm just reading my email. And I was like, oh, what is a Summershine email? And I read it and I was like, oh, 60 bucks. Yeah, that's all right. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Like $5 off or $6 off, whatever, 10%. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Now, Steve, is there a TOP discount on Summershine?
I think it's still active.
Could I have double discounted? You can't use two discount codes, right? Okay. I just want to make sure that my 10% off is the only 10% off because I would have definitely double dipped on you.
Yeah.
I'd have taken that 10% on 10%.
Combine.
Okay.
Let me see here. TOP10 is still an active discount. So if you would like to use TOP10 as your active discount, you can. Now, be warned, if you use TOP10, you will likely find little dicks in your box. Okay?
Because if he knows that it's a Total Offroad podcast listener,
there's a thing. Like, if you see that discount code, it gets dicks in the box. So...
So be warned. I didn't use that, so I'm sure that I didn't get
dicks. You did not get dicks in your box, I don't believe.
Well, I don't know. Actually, you know what's funny? It got delivered today and I haven't seen it yet, so it must still be outside.
Oh, yeah, it must be.
Yeah, I haven't looked.
Yeah, I think that Nicole packed that out before I got back, so there probably not any dicks in that box. Unless she's smart. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Unless she caught it.
I guess we'll find out if I got little dicks or not.
Right. Check out CompleteOffroad.com. You guys had Chris on the podcast last week. I have yet to listen to it.
I haven't listened back.
Yeah.
But we had a good time.
You were there, so.
I was there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I need to re-listen just to remember what we talked about. But
I have.
No, Chris is always a good time to have on, man. Chris is just a cool dude. He's sharp. He's funny. I don't know. I just love talking to Chris. What?
Kyle is responding.
Are you trying to say we're going to prolong this one?
Maybe.
Dude, if just we do that, I'm going to have to get another beer.
I'm going to take a piss.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that are going to have to happen if we're trying to make this podcast last another half an hour.
Another half. It's too long. let's shout out the rest of the old people there and finish this thing up. Check out CompleteOffroad.com or 563-583-5363. And somebody will help you with your needs if you need anything for your rig or anything like that that Complete Off-Road offers. Go check them out. Check out Off-Road Anonymous. You heard Jacob on an episode a few episodes ago, and you know that he offers all of the cool goodies for fabrication and organization in the garage. Go check out Crawler Off-Road. You heard them a couple episodes before that. They got new stuff coming, new things coming all the time. So if you need some synthetic recovery gear, make sure you slide over there and pick some up. Even if you need it before the top secret supply shows up, pick it up anyway, because there's a chance that you will need to re-up your gear over time anyhow. And let's be honest, the pricing's not that bad. So
it ain't
fine. It ain't. You can pick up what you need today for a very reasonable price. And I have yet to break anything that I have got from a Crawler Off-Road. So
same.
But I only wheel once every 7 years. So there's that. I need to shout out Morflate. MORRFLATE.com is where you can get all of your inflation and deflation accessories. They are a pretty cool company. They're also owned by one of the hosts of the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. So if you are out west and you have not yet heard of Snail Trail 4x4, which would be absolutely insane that you listen to podcasts and haven't stumbled across their podcast, you should go check it out also. So go do that. And Toolbox Widget. You want to get your toolbox organized? You got a toolbox in your trail rig that you want to make sure that your wrenches stop flying, like moving around in there and banging around and stuff. Maybe you need a modular organizational tool such as the Toolbox Widget or Grip Mat, which is also part of their company. You can use that for working on your Jeep out on the trail, Jeep rig, maybe not a Jeep, maybe a Chevy, maybe a full size. Who knows? Odds are you got bolts. When you pull that shit apart on trail, it blends right in with the dirt. Crazy. Get a grip mat. Set the grip mat on your tire, on your hood, wherever. It will keep
the ground, on the grill, in the sky.
Anywhere. In the sky. They're not magnetic, so you can't set them in the sky, but you could put them anywhere you need to. And they will hold your tools and your bolts and hardware and your Jesus clips and whatever else you're trying to lose on trail. So definitely check out toolboxwidget.com. They are actually a great group of people. Did I forget anybody?
There's two on here that I have that you didn't say yet.
Ooh, who did I miss?
RD Built. Is RD Built a partner?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll just delete them.
Who's RD Built?
Roy Desjardins.
Oh, that's his new thing?
That's the name of his company.
Oh, shit. Okay, go check out RD Built. Oh, fuck, that's news to me.
You were still calling out the old one?
Yeah,
you were still shouting out recently the old company that he doesn't own anymore.
Yes.
And so that's the reason that me and Derek have been saying RD Built, but you haven't been. And so we just thought that we were confused or you were confused. And we're not sure that he's a partner company anymore. So that's another thing. Is he?
Yeah, he definitely. Oh, but they'll shout Rory out, of course.
Okay, RD Built. And we have it down as Imagineering.
What?
Imagineering. It's engineering, but it's imaginative engineering. Because the stuff he builds is creative.
Does he have a website?
I think he has a Facebook page.
Okay, Facebook page. Okay. I'm like trying to find him on the internet and it's not coming up.
Pretty sure I follow him.
I'm sure.
It's just strange that you didn't know that. Like, come on, what are you doing here?
Man, yeah, RD Built. I got a lot of things going on.
RD Built on Facebook. He's even got coffee mugs, apparently.
RD Built. He's got coffee mugs.
Need design, build, and have fun doing it.
Oh my God, I can't find it. I couldn't find it right
this
now.
This page is about the fun things I get to build in my shop at home.
There, already built. creator, Rory. I have lots of mutual friends.
Oh. I don't know that he's trying to sell that much anymore, so I'm not sure exactly how much we should shout him out. I guess that'd be a conversation we need to have with him to see, like, to what degree he wants us to, like, keep doing the thing.
I will talk to the Rory and find out what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, he's got the AW4 to Dana 300.
Yeah, I see that. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. So, like, that's something he might possibly sell. Okay. I will get a hold of Rory and find out if he's still a partner company. Until then, go follow RD Built on Facebook because he needs more follows.
There's still one more. There's still one more. It's Radio Pod? Yes? No? I don't know. You tell me, Steve. You're the boss.
Radio Pod is the 3D radio mount, the 3D printed radio mount stuff that we went wheeling with him. Yeah. Radio Pod. Let's do that.
Partner company?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking my list twice.
Yeah.
Gonna find out who's starting. You haven't
had him on yet, right?
Don't believe so.
Patrick, I don't quote me on that. Either way, we'll get that squared away. Hey, I'm new here.
Yeah, we have eight partner companies, Steve. Personally, I think it's too many to shout out every episode. Not too many partner companies to have. It's too many to shout out every episode. We need to figure that out. Yeah. Just my opinion.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
It's a long outro.
It is a long outro. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. We're getting the fuck out of here. Kyle has not responded to "Are you home yet?" And so that means we're done with this episode. And we will give money away on the next episode. You good with that, Mike?
Sounds great.
Thanks for joining us for episode 211. Mike, have you got any last words?
Yeah, my last words this week are to be patient, and not just to be patient, but to think before you speak, because when you say things you don't mean, and so give yourself a minute to calm down before you say it out loud.
Man, that hits home.
It hit home today. It happened to me today. I got a little rowdy and I regretted it immediately.
All right. Well, if you want to hear more about that, go over to www.patreon.com/podcast, where I'm going to ask Mike who he got angry at.
And I'll tell you.
All right. We will catch you on the trail.
About to say we'll see you on the trail.
I don't know. We might.
You don't even know how this podcast ends.
Fuck, it's been a week.
Been too long.